I'm going to head back through a drive-thru today again, but don't worry. Today, it's all about the salad. It is, of course, still very hot. But more to the point today, not only am I roasting in my air-conditioned free vehicle, I just consider that value added. I left my sunglasses in my office, and I'm very, very photosensitive, but I didn't feel like going back. I really can't take really bright sunshine. I had a little bit of a sort of a Twitter chat going on with a couple of friends online, we were talking about fear. I thought I would kind of... Of course, you know, when you're dealing with 140 characters, it's hard to really be very plain and explain everything very well and sort of, you know, get the point across. It's hard to unpack a lot of really complicated stuff, obviously, when you've got 140 characters. So I thought, what the hell, I'm going out to lunch, I'll do a quick audio boo, and you guys can listen and sort of see what I was talking about if you were following me on Twitter. What I was talking about was fear. I personally believe, as soon as I said that, I remembered the beauty pageant contestant and Iran and Iraq, and I personally believe, sorry, I'm tangenting, it's the heat. I believe that virtually every negative effect that a human being can have on their own lives and on everyone else's lives stems directly from fear. That is the quintessential emotion, the quintessential experience that sort of corrupts all others. It's almost any negative, bad, awful, terrible, or even slightly bad and just kind of unfortunate situations that people... that any sentient mind, human beings, find themselves in is related to or directly caused. The root is in fear of some kind. I know somebody online had said, fear and personal insecurities. But then again, what is personal insecurity if not a fear of oneself being diminished or not being good enough? It's an interesting sort of meditation to track back when you're having a bad day, when your things aren't going very well, if somebody's made you angry, if somebody has done something really stupid and it's pissed you off, if, you know, the restaurant shortchanges you, if all these different sorts of things, just, you know, take your pick. If you take that and track it back to what the fear is that's being kind of tickled, because you will find it. There is some kind of fear that is being tickled in your head at that moment. Come on, Mr. Bicycle Guy, you're kind of driving a bike there. There you go. Track it back to the fear that's causing it, and you're generally going to find it. It doesn't take a lot of... I think we like to feel justified in being pissed off. We like to feel justified in our bad moods. That's why we listen to really, you know, sad music. We're in a bad mood. If you think about it, the logical thing is if you're pissed off and you're in a bad mood and you're sad and depressed, the logical thing would be to try to counteract that. But, of course, you don't really want to counteract that. You want to sort of validate it. And that's because that really awful, bad, negative stuff isn't about itself. It's actually about sort of the fear that you're experiencing at that moment. So just thought I would explain a little bit further. Send me an email, isoban@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. You can follow me on Twitter if you're not, if you're hearing this somewhere else. You can follow me at isoban, at isoban. And might record another one of these today. Hope everyone is having a beautiful, sunny, and, nice day. Talk to you later.